Perhaps you've heard the phrase, persistence pays off. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count. And today's guest is Matt Gilman. He reminds us of a biblical character who exhibited tremendous persistence.
I think of Luke 18, the persistent widow. And she was constantly coming before an unjust judge, making her plea before him. And he wouldn't do it, but she kept on coming to him, almost annoying to him at times. And finally, just because he was so overwhelmed by her persistence, he said, "Yes, I'll give you justice." And Jesus responds to that and said, "If that judge, being unjust, finally gave in and gave her justice, how much more will myself, a just judge, bring speedy justice to those who cry out night and day?"
But sometimes it is easy to lose sight of the big picture and become discouraged.
I will admit, even for myself, there are times when I get discouraged in the place of prayer, and it's hard sometimes to believe that God is actually listening and that he's actually going to answer me, even in those specific ways. But I constantly have to remind myself that God is listening, and through the blood of his son Jesus, we have access to his throne of grace and mercy, and he will act on behalf of those who pray and those who wait for him.
It's important to stay faithful in prayer and trust that God is good.
He is fully just. Even the Psalms say the strength of the king loves justice. So whatever we bring before him, he will act on behalf of it. It may not be in the way that we expected it, and it may not be in the timing that we expected it, but his ways are so much higher and they're so much better than ours. And he is fully wise and fully just. And so I just say, hang in there, be that persistent widow, and come before the Lord day and night, and he will bring about justice for you, and he will answer your prayers.
Remember to trust God in your persistent and consistent prayer life and in your daily circumstances. You can find peace in him.